time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Senate count to confirm Gina Haspel to lead the CIA following her Wednesday hearing is underway, and it's close. Haspel needs support from 50 senators, and Republicans only have a slim 51-49 majority. Republicans John McCain and Rand Paul have already announced their opposition, but Democrat Joe Manchin has announced his support. Things turned ugly on Thursday, first on the Fox Business Network, when Thomas McInerney, a military analyst, said that torture worked on Senator John McCain while defending the U.S. Enhanced Interrogation Program.
Well, the fact is John McCain, it worked on John. That's why they call him Songbird John. The fact is those methods can work, and they're effective, as former Vice President Cheney said. And if we have to use them to save a million American lives, we will do whatever we have to.
McCain spent 5 years as a prisoner of war in Vietnam, where he was brutally tortured and left with permanent injuries. The Fox host, Charles Payne, let the offensive comment go unchecked until later Thursday afternoon, when he took to both Twitter and the airwaves to apologize.
This morning, on a show that I was hosting, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney made a false and derogatory statement about Senator John McCain's actions when he was a prisoner of war. Regrettably, I did not hear the comments at the time. I was receiving instructions in my ear at that moment from producers. If I heard what he said the right way, I would have pushed back. I didn't. I blew it. As a proud military veteran and a son of a Vietnam vet, I hold all those who served in the highest esteem. I, in fact, have very high respect for Senator McCain's lifetime of service and sacrifice to this nation. Those reprehensible comments do not reflect how I feel or how this network feels about Senator McCain.
Things got nasty at the White House as well, as The Hill reported that as the White House Communications Department met to strategize over McCain's opposition to Haspel's confirmation, Special Assistant Kelly Sadler told her colleagues, quote, "It doesn't matter, he's dying anyway."
We've been able to confirm a story that came out in The Hill earlier this afternoon that Kelly Sadler, who is an assistant to the president, works at the White House with communications with surrogates, apparently said at a meeting this morning among other communications staffers in reference to Senator John McCain's opposition to Gina Haspel's nomination to run the CIA. It doesn't matter, according to a White House official. Kelly Sadler said, quote, "It doesn't matter because John McCain is dying anyway." According to an official who confirmed this to us, this was thought to be a joke that was told by Kelly Sadler in the room to other White House staffers, but according to this White House official, the joke, quote, fell flat. Now, we should point out the White House has released a statement to try to clean up this mess, and this is from a White House official. There's no White House spokesperson putting their name on this statement. It says, "We respect Senator McCain's service to our nation, and he and our family are in our prayers during this difficult time." Of course, Senator McCain is recovering and dealing with cancer.
Cindy McCain, the senator's wife, tweeted in response, quote, "At Kelly Sadler 45, may I remind you my husband has a family, 7 children and 5 grandchildren. Sadler reportedly called McCain's daughter, Meghan McCain, to apologize. But there's been no public apology, and Sadler, inexplicably, still has a job at the White House. In a somewhat related but unwelcome story, former Vice President Dick Cheney weighed in, saying that so-called enhanced interrogation programs should continue. More trouble in Trump's cabinet is Kirstjen Nielsen, the Secretary of Homeland Security, almost tendered her resignation on Wednesday.
The New York Times reports Kirstjen Nielsen, the Homeland Security Secretary, told colleagues she was close to resigning after President Trump berated her on Wednesday in front of the entire cabinet for what he said was her failure to adequately secure the nation's borders. According to several current and former officials familiar with the episode, the Times goes on to report Nielsen drafted a resignation letter but has not submitted it. And, quote, "Ms. Nielsen viewed the president's rant as directed mostly at her, and she told associates after the meeting that she should not continue in the job if he did not view her as effective." One person close to Ms. Nielsen said she is miserable in her job. After the Time story was published, the Homeland Security Secretary said in a statement she's not leaving her post and will continue to implement the president's security-focused agenda.
The Michael Cohen saga continues heating up. Phone giant AT&T reportedly paid Trump's personal attorney $600,000 for information, including advice on a pending $85 billion merger with Time Warner. On Thursday, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, released a suspicious email from Cohen to Daniels' previous attorney, Keith Davidson, and warned Cohen he still has more emails and text messages to come.
We haven't even scratched the surface with this email today and the information that we released earlier in the week. We've got all kinds of information. We've got emails, we've got text messages, we've got other financial information, and people better be very careful in the representations that they make and the American people, because we're going to prove you wrong if the need be, period.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.